K4 CPA Mobile.
K4 NXY, David, back to you.
Good morning, David. Oh, and what are you up to this morning?
Around in my ham shack. I went to the Ryobi parking lot sale yesterday and bought me a whole bunch of tools. Got to unpack them and put them on the charger and get all the batteries charged up and be ready to do all my little projects around here.
Yeah, you were probably like a kid in a candy store, weren't you, when you saw all those tools yesterday? That's the way I am.
I really heated up the old credit card. I'm not going to be happy when that bill comes in.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I just let my wife pay it, and if she doesn't say anything, fine. If she does, fine. But anyway, sometimes I give her a warning, a heads up. Sometimes I don't.
Are you out and about and getting you some pizza today, or are you headed out for barbecue?
I'm headed to the house. I've been playing tennis this morning, and we played over at the Northside Park over there. It's on West Darby Road, or I think it's either East or West Darby. I can't remember. Anyway, it's Darby Road, and it's kind of in the northern part of it's near Travers Rest, but it's that kind of that area, between Taylor's and Travers Rest.
You heard of Darby Road? I don't know if I've ever, been out that way, but yeah, beautiful day to play tennis. It's a little chilly out there for me. Kind of waiting on it to warm up a little more, but yeah, yesterday got a HF antenna put up, and I got another one out here put together. I just got to give me another push-up pole to put it on, and my antenna farm just keeps on growing now. It's springtime.
Good. What kind of antenna did you put up?
It was MFJ. I guess you call it an antenna cap. Anyway, you can put eight kind of ham sticks in it and balance it out, and pick whatever band you want to work on. I've got it set up for 75 and 20 and 10 and 40. Yeah, so and it's kind of got it. Tune it a little bit, but seems to be working okay.
Good. I have seen those, the old ham stick. you just buy one for the band you want to transmit on, and screw it in and go to it. I think I used one of those. I have one of those on my tower for 6 meters FM. I didn't do a lot of talking on it. The radio I had at the time had a hum in it on 6 meters, and for some reason, and I never did get that fixed or looked at, and so I never really talked that much on 6 meters, but the antenna, the ham stick worked well.
Got a 6 meter ham stick, that I could put on it, but I'm kind of like you, I never did, eighth meter of that place. Now, there was a guy several months ago that set up a six-meter repeater, and I kind of listened, you know, and I heard somebody on it from time to time, but I don't think it ever really caught on for people to use it a lot.
It's not real busy, and, you know, I guess, yeah, I wish more people would use it, because I can talk on 6 meters on my FM on my 7300, you know, as well as sideband and FT8 and all that. But anyway, I've got a little 6 meter HT. It does a real good job. People tell me it sounds like a base station, but in fact, I have to back off the microphone on it. The built-in mic. They said, you know, it's but anyway. But yeah, back in the day, years and years ago, when we were a lot younger, you know, the Highway Patrol used 6 meters.
In the think of it, people would get those old Highway Patrol radios and change the crystals out and use them on 6 meter. Yeah, I forgot about that. KF4 and XY.
For CBA Mobile. Well, and one thing I don't understand is I've seen some people, I'm part of a group of on Facebook of people that have bought, you know, the ICOM 7300, and several other people I have seen on there that have joined the group are using it to talk on 11 meters. I just don't, I don't get that, but I guess that's what they, you know, want to do with it. But, anyway, didn't make any sense to me.
It does everything I want it to do, so, and,
So sounds like a nice rig. Oh, me. Sitting here with the longest traffic light in the world, but the second longest, maybe. Oh, me. You turn on the Rutherford Road, and then the other light turns red. I tell you. KB4CPA.
It's getting about time for me to hook up with you sometime and get you a look at my mom's old Lincoln Town car and try and figure out why the air conditioning ain't doing all it should be doing.
Oh, well, I don't know. You can, bring it over just about any time, I guess. You might want to call me first or shoot me an email. I'm on QRZ, and I can email you my phone number. I'll be glad to hook the gauges up to it and see what it's doing.
Yeah, I kind of need to head out toward your direction sometime and bring Tom a cutting off my wife's blueberry bushes. Me and him been talking about that a while back, and her bushes are blooming pretty good right now. It might be a good time of the year to do that, too. Anyway, I imagine you getting close to your house by now, so I'll let you go. Have a great afternoon. It's a beautiful day to get outside and do something, so I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, boy, you behave yourself, and get that other antenna up there. Get you a pole. And get that going, and hope that'll work well for you when you get it up there. Always a pleasure. Good to talk to you. And yeah, it is nice out here. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. I'm sitting here looking at my motorcycle. I've got it parked long ways in the garage, but I still have room to pull my 4Runner in and not hit the motorcycle and still close the door, so I'm glad of that. But you have a good one. Good to talk to you. 73s KB4 CPA clear.